Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The college football playoff rankings came out. They dropped on Tuesday night. And now you look at the matchups that some of these SEC teams in particular have this weekend, and the question comes up is could some of these games be possible elimination games for them in trying to find their way or maintain their way in the 12-team playoff? So I'm looking at an article right now that's on CBS Sports, and it has number 3 Georgia and number 16 Ole Miss. Of course, Georgia just one loss on the season. Ole Miss has two. And then Alabama at LSU. Alabama and LSU both have two losses on the season. So now you're talking about three teams in there that could be on the cusp of having a 3-loss season. And so you wonder, can a 3-loss team still make it into the postseason?
Yeah, and I think, you know, Tiff, to your point, it all depends on the quality of wins, the quality of losses, and everything else. So I don't think you can just look at it and say 3 wins eliminates you. But, you know, when the possibility of a 3-loss SEC team getting in starts to creep in my mind, I am reminded of the outrage that was last year when Bama got in as the SEC champion, FSU was left at 5, and Georgia was back at 6, and how crazy that was. And I think it would be even worse if a 3-loss, because you're not just looking at, of course, you have the Alabama-LSU matchup, and then an Ole Miss is at two losses as well, but you go all the way back to Missouri with 2 losses, Texas A&M has 2 losses.
Yeah,
there's just a number of teams that kind of sit right on that edge in terms of the SEC and the Big Ten. But that you're like, I don't think that can be possible.
But I do think it's possible, because if Texas A&M wins out and they're in the SEC championship game and they lose to a Georgia, right, in the SEC championship game, who has 1 loss, let's say they have 1 loss, they're in. Because they're not going to be punished. Their 2 losses are in the their 2 losses are in an SEC championship game, and then an SEC regular season game, and they have wins over LSU and Texas, and then their other losses against Notre Dame the first week of the season. They're absolutely going. They're not going to be punished for playing the SEC championship game. They're in, and it's not up for debate with weaker conferences like the ACC and the Big 12.
And just to point out, even despite who you played or who you lost to, in the win-loss column alone, 3-loss teams are not necessarily mathematically already eliminated.
Yeah. So. I don't know. I just struggle with it, man. You're going to have Tennessee, who's at number 7 right now, that's 7-1. They got to play Georgia next week. If Bama or LSU were to win this weekend and win out, they're both at 2 losses. The other one's at 3, right? I just think when you start getting to the math of how many teams are involved in this. Now, I agree with you to a point when you look at Texas A&M's actual resume of they can get it done and still move that direction with their 2 losses. And, you know, one of those losses coming, in a pretty rough loss last week. But
yeah, right. That's a good way to put it.
I just think that you start adding up the number of SEC teams, and at a certain point, you get to where if there's 4 or 5 SEC teams with 2 losses, you start going, man, I don't know how that fits in.
Well, like, right now, the teams that qualify under the measures of having just 2 losses or fewer, there's 8 SEC teams and 4 Big Ten teams.
And look at Georgia's 7-1, A&M 7-2, Tennessee and Texas are 7-1, LSU 6-2, Vandy 6-3, Ole Miss 7-2, Alabama 6-2, and then even South Carolina at 5-3 because they have quality wins. Why put them in there? That's a deep conference. But then you look over at their conference records, and it's 5-1, 5-1, 4-1. I mean, so what? My point is, these teams are good, and they are playing good. You know, Georgia has to play Georgia Tech at a conference. And
Georgia's conference ends next weekend.
Yeah.
In Tennessee.
But A&M has played Notre Dame out of conference. You know, so you look at these. LSU has played USC at a conference, which doesn't look as good now. But some of these teams, to my point, are going out of conference and playing quality opponents. And so they might have two losses or three losses overall, but in conference, they're going to have one loss other than the conference title game, which is going to give them quality schedules. It's why they're playing out of conference games that matter, and it's why they're in so they're doing well in good conferences. And you look at the Big Ten, and it's a lot of the same.
Yeah. I am curious, and let me use this as a jumping off point. What is your confidence level that Georgia finishes the rest of the regular season without another loss? What would you say your confidence level is right now?
That Georgia finishes the
like
regular
Georgia
season.
Like Georgia runs Ole Miss, Tennessee, Ole Miss, Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
It's high because I think Georgia's a top-tier program, maybe one of four.
And I think their defense is ascending. So I guess my point, my jumping off point with that is it all is going to depend on who plays Georgia in the SEC title game. You got to remember, Texas A&M right now in the driver's seat, but they're going to finish the season with Texas. So then you start looking at the possibility of a one-loss Texas maybe going to the SEC championship game. That definitely boots Texas A&M.
Yeah. And look, I believe that winning matters. But no, it matters less now just winning every game in front of you than it ever has. And what matters is who you're winning against and who you're losing against. And that's the whole point of a 12-team playoff, is to get teams that have gotten better throughout the season.
So, and let me ask you this. I know a team doesn't approach things this way, but maybe internally there's some internal motivation that's tossed around. But how much pressure is on Georgia then to kind of put, you know, Ole Miss on the rocks in terms of being a three-loss team?
That's a good question. I think that Georgia's so focused on trying to get their offense to look like the offense of a couple of years ago that I don't know that they've even looked up to think about that. Just from a coaching perspective,
we can possibly put these guys on the brink of elimination.
Right, and that's
going to
be a good
about.
Question to ask Rusty Manziel because he'll be on with us at 8 o'clock today. But
it's twofold, though.
Yeah,
you eliminate them and you put yourself in the driver's seat for the SEC championship game.
Honestly, it's the same thing with Tennessee next weekend with them, right? I mean, Tennessee obviously beat Alabama at home. They've had a number of quality wins this season. That's a good football team in the top 10. You could kind of knock them down a notch too if you're able to deal with business next week.
And that's the point for me. You go 6-1 if you in the conference if you win, and you don't have to worry about Ole Miss and
have to look over your shoulder. Yeah.
Yeah. And then to the same point, you go beat Tennessee, and you also do the same thing. Now you're locked. I think Georgia's locked in.
Yeah,
I don't know how they don't play for the SEC championship game. The only way is if Alabama was to win out, and it came between a head to head between those two teams.
Yeah, there's so many tiebreakers. I can't really follow it. I do want to say this before we get into this segment, because I started doing some film study, you know, Tuesday night and other things, and kind of looking around the SEC. I owe an apology to Ole Miss's defense because I think I've been sleeping on them. I don't know how many of y'all have paid attention to Ole Miss's defense. Dude, they are good, and I mean good. I did not realize the defense that Lane Kiffin and company had put together over there in Ole Miss, specifically that defensive front, and we've talked about the transfers they've gotten in. I was kind of looking into how Georgia would kind of match up and, you know, obviously trying to get the run game going, taking stuff off of, Carson Beck's shoulders, and you got Tate Ratledge back in the fold and getting back to full health and everything else. I did not expect to see on film what I saw when I turned on Ole Miss. I was literally like thinking to myself, I mean, I apologize because I have obviously slept on them throughout most of this season in terms of what they are. They are incredible up front. It is them, Tennessee, and Texas A&M when they really get going, and in South Carolina, Oh, my goodness.
Don't sleep on Texas either.
That's a good point, yeah. But I did not realize Ole Miss was kind of at that threshold the way some of those other teams are, and they are good.
Third fewest points allowed in the SEC, and they've played a game more than most other SEC teams. Yeah.
Oh, dude, I believe it, 100%.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.